following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Okay, JCPenney knows you still haven't bought her anything yet. Not judging, just saying, so listen up. Now's the time to get smart, affordable gift ideas at the jewelry store inside JCPenney. Like 40% off diamond jewelry. And fine jewelry also sparkles at 40 to 60% off. Plus, all watches are 20 to 25% off. And there you have it. At JCPenney this Christmas, everybody wins. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends on December 24th.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets pass knocked away by Ritzka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Let your presence be your gift, people. Let your presence be your gift. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Glad to have you on the show today. And, wow. Hello.
I'd just like to say Dan Orlovsky sucks.
I told you. And I can't get anything right.
I just cannot believe the penalties down the stretch.
They at least finally got on it this morning on the national, on Mike and Mike this morning. Yeah, something's got to be done. You can't tackle the quarterback anymore. He ducks his head. You're coming in perfect form tackle. I'm not even talking about the ones at the legs. You're coming in perfect form tackle because the only place you can hit him is right on the belt. You can't go higher or lower. I mean, if you don't hit the belt, here's 15, nice play, but it wipes out the sack and 15, and you just will not even be out here. Just no rushing the quarterback. And the quarterback ducks down because he knows he's going to get hit. What's he supposed to do? It had no launching, no intention, no. I just don't know. I mean, if I'm Houston, I am all over the league. Now, you got to. They stunk last night. Heck, if it wasn't for the turnover on the first play of the game, Houston gets blown out.
No, but they get the turnover, boom, immediately scoring. You're thinking, all right, 34 to 10. They get a late score. Houston wins that game. They move on. I know that the quarterback is obviously, that's why it's so difficult to play in the NFL. But T.J. Yates, they're going nowhere, Doug. They have no chance to win a playoff game. They have zero chance to win a playoff game. They're going to be the 3 seed.
Isn't that the best part about the playoffs right now? The teams we thought had no chance all of a sudden do something. The teams that are on a roll. I mean, how many people in just 1 week are joining my bandwagon from a month ago that, oh, my God, Green Bay's done? Yeah, okay.
They're done. But
when they absolutely crush the teddy bears on Christmas night, Chicago, get ready for the coal. I'm just saying.
Anyway. Well, the difference in those two teams, well, until last week when the Chiefs, I don't know where that, I mean, the defense all of a sudden became the steel curtain from Kansas City. But until then, I mean, the big Chicago cannot score. Green Bay's going to score. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to, you know, he's going to get three touchdowns. he's going to put up 21 points. Chicago can't score more than 10 points with the quarterback situation they got. That's just the way it is.
If the weather's bad, there's a chance. But Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal Star is going to join us in our next segment. As we hoped and we also anticipated before we bust into Christmas here, Bo Pelini did unleash the hounds. He was waiting for the Mike Caputo sentencing and hearing yesterday. Relatively light, reckless driving, only $100 fine, and he has to go to the victim class and listen to the speech. And, of course, Matt has to issue a statement. His attorney says he wasn't asleep. He was pulling off the road to text. Once again, there's probably a very gray area there. Maybe he did pull off the road to text, and then he fell asleep. But, you know, the cop said he was asleep, whatever. And then the interesting thing is that there's no way. Let's see. Let me get the exact quote here. Caputo's lawyer, Terry Daugherty, who was the same lawyer that Baker Steinkuhler and Ricky Tenars had last year when they were suspended almost immediately, said Caputo wasn't sleeping but had pulled off the road to send a text message. Quote, a 280-pound guy does not pass out with a .10 blood alcohol reading. End quote. Lincoln Police Officer Katie Flood, the lovely Katie, who's always on 10-11 every night with her little press conferences, reaffirmed that the officer said he saw the driver of the vehicle slumped down, eyes closed, and he appeared to be sleeping with a phone in his hand. What was in the other hand? Caputo, of course, was taken to detox center, and city prosecutors charged him the next day with all that. And then he gets reckless driving, not DUI. City code states that it is illegal for a person to drive, use, operate, park, or stop a vehicle in a reckless manner. These are normal, ordinary people who get this, according to everybody involved with the case. And the chief assistant city attorney, John McQuinn, says we had a person earlier today with almost the exact same charge. So again, if you think the football player is getting special treatment, you don't know. You're wrong. Okay? You're wrong. And then, of course, Mothers Against Drunk Driving obviously has to come out with a statement saying, I can't believe this got knocked down to reckless driving. Well, you know what? Here's what I got to say about that, and that's fine. But then I want a statement. I want you to be there every day. You think football players are getting special treatment. You are giving unfavorable treatment to the athlete with your statement. You should be there for every one of these arraignments and then put out the exact same statement for the same everyday non-athlete. So don't give me this, oh, the football player got off, when the other side can get away with it and nobody says a word. And by the other side, I mean all the folks that think Caputo's a bad man.
Doug, I think you're absolutely right, and it's just a stance they take to get, because this is in the news, they want to be in the news too. Period.
Ain't no doubt.
Period.
Ain't no doubt. Trent says, a 280-pound guy does not pass out with a .103? Question, isn't a .103 a 103, even if you're Justin Bieber or Big Daddy?
I guess it would be very similar.
Do you have more blood?
I got a lot more of everything.
Maybe one of our smarter people can fill us in on that. You know what? I think, and I don't know, but this is just, I'm going back. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? I think you weighing more than me, I think we have the same amount going through our body. Thus, if you're a bigger fella or gal, makes the heart pump harder, all that, doesn't that all sound familiar? So, yeah, a point. A bigger guy could handle .1. I think that's the point here. And I'm not going to get on this whole defending Mike Caputo for being at .10, though.
No, I think.
Yes, Boise just scored again. Thanks, Trent.
Very true. Wasn't that a name the score? It could have been whatever they wanted. And by the way,
well, the pick six kind of turned it around. Arizona State was hanging around.
Since when can you challenge whether a timeout was called?
You can't challenge some things, but you can challenge that.
Well, it was obvious that he was calling a timeout 11 seconds before they snapped the ball. And then they come out and go, ruling on the field stance, touchdown. I just don't understand what's going on. Never in the history of the world have I ever saw that. Have you ever saw a timeout challenged?
No, because why would you do that?
Well, how far away was Dennis Erickson on the other 5 yard line?
I don't know. Dennis Erickson in the last month looks like he got run over by a big old AARP truck, maybe one of these ride vans that are driving around. He didn't look good.
That's just that was not a good football team last night. And Boise come out and just pick six was big, yes, but still.
I hope Dennis does retire and gets a TV gig because I think he would be good. I think he'd be good. I've always liked Dennis Erickson, and again, that's just one of those things. I don't know why. Maybe because he was at Wyoming, and that, you know, he got his chance and he made the most of it. Yeah, I know he coached the Miami Hurricanes. I know, and we hate them.
But I think Doug, people that are 10 years, 8, 10, 15 years younger than you that came up when the Miami Hurricanes, you know, the swagger and that, he was part of that. They maybe liked him because of the
seventh floor.
That was before the seventh floor.
I gotta send that to Crazy today and wish him Merry Christmas.
By the way,
he sent me some nice half beat Christmas stuff.
Crazy Chris, you little pervert.
Couple things before we go into the break, and then Steve Sipple's gonna join us. Finally, Kellen Moore 50-3. They've said it a couple times. Those three losses by a total of 5 points.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's no way a non-BCS team will ever get a chance to play for a national championship.
No,
Kellen
right.
Moore didn't. No one can ever. I mean, they had their chances, and I know. But when you got to win, when you got to go undefeated 3 years in a row, just even get a smell bad. And Bill O'Boyle is out at Shadron. And, you know, I don't know Coach O'Boyle. There are a lot more contacts, I guess, with Shadron around Kearney than I realized. Folks that went to Shadron or know kids that played at Shadron, and I can get that. I mean, even the staff at UNK that I talked to just said it's a sad thing. Really an upstanding, great guy from everybody that I've talked to. And it sounds like he was trying to help the program but doing it the wrong way. I mean, he was keeping some money back in an account that nobody knew about. And, again, this is all hearsay. Is that what you were hearing?
But it's over $22,000. I mean, it's not hundreds of thousands of dollars that he was personally. I mean, it was.
Well, again,
there's nothing of that. I find it very, very bad when Brad Smith, the former coach, becomes the athletic director, wants his buddy Bill O'Boyle to take over. Then Bill O'Boyle becomes madly or wildly successful. Brad Smith gets really jealous, and they're no longer friends. They hate each other. The way it sounds. You know, that sucks.
That's not the Christmas spirit.
No, bah humbug, I say to that.
Stan wants to know how much difference there was between Caputo and Steinkuhler. It's reported that, because remember, Steinkuhler and Thornars was like the next day, Bo said they're out for the bowl game. I didn't see anywhere what Steinkuhler was. They said significant. It was in the 0.2 range, wasn't it? 0.18, 0.2. Where it gets into that felony range.
You know what?
Into the bad, bad boy range. It was more than 0.10.
Let's just go with it. You know what? We're going to play a football game in a week. We need Mike Caputo. Let's not overanalyze this deal, folks.
John says, well, you can read that because I like it when people say I was right. Thanks, John.
Doug, you are exactly right. I work in law enforcement. This type of reduction of charges happens all the time, and Mad, nowhere to be found. He did not get special treatment. Thank you, John. Appreciate that.
And Irish Ken, who has been silent for quite some time. And by the way, Irish, I just want to let you know, I was picking Notre Dame before Florida State was losing players, so Merry Christmas. Irish Ken says, no poem this year, just want to wish you old humbugs a Merry Christmas.
Well.
Thanks, Irish Ken. I won't even play. Here's to you, Notre Dame fan.
We might play that one more.
We are going to play. We are going to play the old 12 Days of Christmas. We just Daddy doesn't have time, you know, to set in and make songs all the time. If we would do this while we're driving down the road in the summer, that'd probably be cool. But you know, he's busy, and I know a lot of people have been busy. They're out Christmas shopping again, though. Clark's over there. He's still trying to get that bow on that pivot that I'm getting Dad for Christmas.
There you go, and everybody wants a pivot for Christmas. Reduces that workload in the summer, allows you to spend more time with the family like you're doing this Christmas holiday. Check them out. They've been doing it for 55 years. They want to thank you for your business this year and thank you for already for your business in the future. They're around. They know what separates them from the competitors.
You know what, Daddy? People say, just give me money. That's what TNL's trying to do, people. They're trying to make you more money.
Proven technology that works. Why do we know it's proven? Well, they've been around for a long, long time. They do it right for a long, long time. Experience the TNL difference. The choice is simple. TNL Irrigation, 55 years of excellence. Check them out today on the internet, TLIRR.com, or call your local TNL dealer today.
Steve Sipple, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Ownership versus rentership. Which sounds better to you? Owning something nice in a year, two at the most, or renting, which seems like forever? Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership figures you want to own. That's what separates Aaron's from the rental industry. Aaron sells top brand name merchandise for less and lets you own it sooner. Don't be fooled by some low weekly payment. You'll see. Own it faster and for less when you shop at Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. Stop in today at Aaron's in Hastings and see for yourself why nobody beats Aaron.
Hey, Mike and Mike here to remind you, SodaStream makes a great gift for the entire family. You can buy one gift, it'll delight everyone in the household.
Make great-tasting soda at home in less than 30 seconds. No more lugging home 2-liter bottles. No more worrying about tossing away empty bottles. Save money every time you use it. Just 25 cents per can and no more flat, wasted soda down the drain. SodaStream home soda makers are the size of a small coffee maker and come in several different styles and colors. Very simple to use. There are over 50 regular and diet flavors, all your favorites, even energy drink, and the new all-natural flavors made with cane sugar. Plus, you can make sparkling water for a fraction of the cost. And all the flavors are made without high fructose, corn syrup, or aspartame.
You can buy everything you need not only at local retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Macy's, but at most mass retailers in your area as well. Just visit SodaStream.com to find stores near you. SodaStream, a smarter way to enjoy soda. Incredibly easy to use and save a lot of money. Look it up, SodaStream.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Sheridan Hawaii Bowl on ESPN Radio.
Trouble throws back, touchdown!
After sending Houston to their only defeat of the season, the 21st-ranked Southern Miss Golden Eagles head to Hawaii to face the 8th highest rushing attack in the nation in the Nevada Wolfpack.
25-20, 15-10, a stiff arm, a launch to the end zone, touchdown!
The Sheridan Hawaii Bowl.
Nevada and Southern Mississippi, Christmas Eve, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures will top off in the lower 40s for a high, with a west wind also staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. With clear conditions tonight, we'll head back to the upper teens. I'm Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 25.
Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high.
Quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it.
It's got a good feel to it.
I don't know why it's Bah Humbug.
It's a good feel to it.
There is no doubt, and this is not a shot at you, Merritt, so don't take this personally. The youth today, they don't care.
Why?
They don't get in the Christmas spirit, do they?
Well, I think everybody does.
It's just so different. Am I an old geezer? Is that what happened?
Yes, I think that's what happened.
Damn it!
Who's this Grayson somebody? The other day, I'm getting ready to go officiate about 4 o'clock, and on my wife's got Ellen, some channel with Ellen. I don't even know what.
Well, there's your first problem. Well, that's your second problem, but those are two problems all in one problem. There, anyway.
There's some Grayson something. He's some young singer guy. Like, the crowd went wild, and like I was supposed to know who he was, but I didn't know who he was. I mean, I thought he would have the popularity that day of Stephen M. Sipple.
Oh, don't forget our ATS Hot Topic. How will the Capital One Bowl game end up? All you have to do is vote on our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. Merry Christmas, Sip.
Hey,
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks.
I don't know. I don't know. When are you flying out, brother? When are you flying out?
Now, why were you laughing there? I don't get that.
Just because you're so fired up.
Daddy is a holly jolly person. He loves the sip.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be on with you guys. Yeah. I'm flying out Monday. Monday to Orlando.
Our poll question is: how will this game end up? So instead of waiting until the very end, let's get your thoughts. How do you like this matchup? I like it. Tony doesn't. Not so much, anyway. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I like the matchup in a sporting standpoint, from a sports fan standpoint. I think it's interesting, and I think it'll be a good game. But, if I were a Nebraska fan, I'd be very concerned. I think it's a huge challenge. I think there's a lot on Taylor Martinez. It's going to be a lot on his shoulders because those ends for South Carolina are so athletic, fast. They'll get to him. He's going to have to make good decisions. It's not just their ends. I mean, they're good up front, and they're going to put a lot of pressure on Taylor. It won't be easy to run the ball, and it won't be easy to throw it. So I think it'll be a low-scoring game. In fact, I kind of envision something like the Cotton Bowl in 2006. And if I had to pick a team right now to win, I'd pick South Carolina. But sometimes when you see a team, you kind of change your mind. It kind of happened to me when I saw Clemson, when Nebraska played them in the Gator Bowl in 08. When I laid eyes on them, I kind of thought, well, I think Nebraska can handle that team. So maybe that'll happen in this case.
Sip, you go back to the days of when Spurrier was with Florida. You were covering the team then, right? How was he to deal with then?
I was really, I was young in 95, or was it 90? Yeah, it was 95. In fact, I was pretty young on the beat, and I covered exclusively Florida for 13 days. I mean, they sent us down there really early, and I was I had to do Florida every day. So I talked to Spurrier a lot, and I found him to be incredibly engaging. I mean, he was so much different back then. You saw the persona on TV, and he's always scowling, making those weird faces, and didn't seem like a particularly appealing character. And it was exactly the opposite of what I thought when I met him. He was he's funny. He's like really he shows a lot of humility. He's not unpleasant at all. He's the opposite. He's really pleasant. He poked fun at you. He'd say, "Where's that scruffy little guy from Lincoln? We gotta get him in here." I was really impressed with him. And I've been kind of a fan of his since then.
Even when he was coach of the Redskins. Steve Sipple joining us here on the Doug and Patty Show. That was funny when I kind of forgot all about it till Bo mentioned it. He goes, "Yeah, the first time I met him, I was with the Packers, and he was with the Redskins." I'm going, "Oh, my God."
That didn't work out, did it? That didn't work out.
Well, and they can keep not working out in Washington. Sip, let's get to everything breaking out yesterday. I don't think there was any surprises to any of it. Let's start with Caputo. Has the right decision been made? And I guess the big question from the folks that have a question want to know what the difference is between Caputo and what happened last year with Baker and Thanars. But first, do you think it was the right decision to let Caputo play?
Yeah, I do. I do think it was because not only did he not have a criminal record, he didn't have any disciplinary issues at Nebraska in 5 years. And not only that, but he was, I think we'd all agree, he was kind of an inspirational player. Walk-on, undersized center that came and started for 2 years. Now, and then the thing that I can say that Bo can't say, and this is what I'm amazed by journalists sometimes in this state. I'm amazed by guys that come out and say, "Well, he's got to explain why this is different." No, he does. First of all, he doesn't. And second of all, you're not going to throw two guys under the bus, Thanars and Baker Steinkuhler, to get to why Caputo gets to play. I mean, sometimes I wonder about, at any rate. But I could say the thing with Thanars is, that was a last strike situation. That's why he didn't play in the Holiday Bowl last year. He was down to his last strike. As far as Baker goes, the difference is his violation was a little more serious. And I can't even really even get into all the specifics there, but he was driving with his lights off, wrong way on a one-way. He blew a little higher. And then there was a couple other things about that that made it different. There's a fairly sizable difference in that Baker, was a sophomore, and it wasn't going to be his last game as a Husker. So I think the cases are dramatically different, and I totally understand the reasoning there.
Sip, this question actually comes from our buddy Lumpy. He wants to know, can you address all the rumors with Bo Pelini talking, whether he did, whether he doesn't, talk to Penn State for one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can address that to a certain degree. I'll back up a little bit and say I always address Penn State in the context of the Ohio State situation. I was 100% certain that there was no contact between Bo and Ohio State in any form, be it with Bo directly or with his representative or representatives. There's nothing. There's no interest on either side. But with Penn State, I'm not going to say that. There was interest. I think it was another case. I think it was very similar to Miami, that if Bo wanted to pursue that, he had a pretty good shot. But, and I'm saying this based on conversations with people really close to it. But he didn't. He wasn't interested. I'm not saying he wasn't interested at some point, but it turned out, he just wasn't. It's not going to happen. If Penn State would happen to get down the line a little bit and try to make a move at Bo, it's not going to happen. And I think yesterday kind of sealed that. I mean, he's not going to make those moves that he made yesterday unless he's sure he's going to be here. So I can tell you he's going to be here.
Okay, Sip. I think some people want to say, okay, Miami, whether he talked to them, whether he didn't, but it seems like North Carolina, North Carolina, Southern Miss, Penn State, Ohio State. I mean, immediately he comes out, becomes defensive. Is everybody's reporting that these schools are talking to him or after him, and they're all lying, and he's the one that you're supposed to believe?
And I'll jump in here too, Tony, because that was kind of my next question for Sip. I've contended all along, Sip, that nobody's lying here. There's definitely gray area in the middle. Bo comes out after the last practice, says, I did not interview at Penn State. Probably didn't.
He didn't say he didn't talk
to Penn State. And no, I think that's what's going on with all these schools.
That's astute. And that's very astute, Doug. You're exactly right.
Thanks, Sip.
You are. And these things, and I think to a certain degree, everybody wants this black and white, what's the truth and what's not. When you're dealing with these searches in these coaching situations, it's hard to get to the truth, and I almost don't care if I get the truth because I understand what's at stake. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars, tons of lives being affected, so you're not going to have a bunch of people coming out and saying exactly what's going on under most circumstances. If Bo, sometimes a coach will turn down an institution, but we'll not want to come out and say that to protect that institution. It'll make, because it doesn't make the institution that the coach rejected look good. And maybe someday that institution will come back at that coach, with a 7 or 8 year deal worth $4 million a year. You're talking about high stakes games here. So I don't know why people expect that people are just going to lay it out for us. I mean, it doesn't really work that way, especially with these types of jobs. And I hadn't heard anything about Southern Miss. I'd heard a little bit about North Carolina. I guess to answer Daddy's question, the bottom line is, as long as Bo is winning 9, 10, 11, maybe someday games, he is going to be a commodity. People are going to come after him every year. I mean, that's just the way it is. And it'd be silly for Bo, I think, at this stage of his career, just to say, oh, I'm going to be at Nebraska the rest of my life. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for him to do that. And the last thing I'd say, and I always say this, but I firmly believe it, fans are interesting to me. They want this emotional embrace from the head coach to say, yeah, I'm going to be with you guys through thick and thin. But the second Bo throws out a 7-5, there's a lot of people lined up to kick him out of here. So I don't understand that part. They want the coach to profess his undying love, yet if he throws out a 5-loss season, they're ready to lynch him. Life doesn't work that way.
No, sipping in the Christmas spirit, I think it's safe to say that if Bo Pelini were a woman, I wouldn't want to marry Bo Pelini. That's how much of a man crush I have. You know that. I'm a huge fan. I cannot think of anybody else. I cannot come up with another coach across the nation that I would rather have as head coach in Nebraska. On the same token, I want Bo to want to be the Nebraska coach, and I think a lot of people go, well, gosh, if he's sniffing around these other jobs, does he not like Lincoln?
No, I think he likes it here. But it's just like you and your job and me and my job and a lot of people. There's some days that are better than others. There's some months that are better than others. He's not going over there to the county fair every day. I mean, it's not all fun and games. I mean, there's days that are bad. And there are days that are good. So, you know, I mean, people ask me, is he happy with this job? Yeah, I think generally speaking he is. He's here. I know he doesn't want to uproot his family. I know that. They like it here. Bo's Bo now. You've seen enough of him and been around enough to know that. I mean, I've always thought that Bo could be, I mean, he's never going to be totally happy anywhere under any circumstances. It's just the nature, his nature, you know. I mean, but I think he's generally happy here. He's been in a great mood the last couple of days, and I think he feels really good about this staff, and I think he feels good going down to the bowl game. I know he likes the team he has, and I think everything's okay.
Steve Sippel joining us here. See, Sip is right on the money here, and I want to move on to a couple other things before we run out of time, because Sip always gracious with his time. Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal star. How's the what's the big attraction? What's the number one thing going for the Unabombers kid that just came on staff?
I'm sorry, Doug. What's the number one thing?
That Kaczynski brings to the staff.
Oh, okay. Oh, Kaczynski. You know what? I think they pronounce it Kaczynski.
Oh, sure. I'd change my pronunciation, too, if my dad was the Unabomber. So, but anyway.
Well, I do. I think that's what. Think there's a lot. I mean, I'll just try to come up with something you guys probably haven't already said. I mean, I like the fact that he's a young, fiery guy. The guys in Iowa would say he's a fiery guy, in-your-face guy. And you know what? I like that on this staff. And I wonder if Bo, and I don't know this. I didn't ask Bo this, but I wonder if he was looking for a guy like that because, you know, Corey Raymond isn't necessarily like that. Corey's he's a nice guy, can be kind of a quiet guy. Ross Ells, you know, I think he brings some fire, but he's not he's not like Bo. Maybe he felt like he needed a little bit of that. JP Papuchis is a fiery guy. Now, it's interesting. Papuchis is always fascinating to me because when you see him after practice and in interviews, he's like an accountant. I mean, he's just very even-keeled. But if you see him on the practice field, my God, it's like a different guy. JP is like, he's like Bo. He's a fired up individual, but maybe Bo felt like they needed another guy like that on that defensive side, and that's what they'll get. And I think he fits that Bo mold. He's a kind of a young family guy, Catholic guy, who played at Notre Dame. Well, I'll tell you the biggest thing I like real quick. I love the fact he has a lot of experience on both sides of the ball. He knows what offensive linemen are trying to do because he played the position and coached the position for a while, and now he's on the defensive side. So I think there's a lot to like about the guy.
Sip, I think people out there want your reaction yesterday when the Photoshop cards of Bo Pelini holding that cat.
Well, you know, my first thought was, I hope Bo doesn't see these. he's got a good sense of humor, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that. I wasn't going to be the one to send it to him. I'll tell you that. I don't know how he'd react to that. I mean, maybe he wouldn't react at all. He he's pretty smart. He knows there's a lot of weird.
I'll be honest with you. I about wet myself.
Did you get a Christmas card from Bo? Did you get a Christmas card from Bo, Sip?
No, hell no. No, no. He would not send me a Christmas card, trust me. I told him yesterday, my brother's going to be staying at that Peabody Hotel where the team was. I said, you make sure you're nice to him if he says hi. And he goes, he kind of paused and said, I'll have him arrested.
Well, Sip, we'll let you out of here with this. Let's finish up with Nebraska, South Carolina. What are you looking for when you get down there? What story are you going to try and find things out about? What do you need to know as you get ready to prepare for the Capital One Bowl?
Oh, right away, I'm interested in that defensive staff, and you know, I like the players' reaction to having John move up and see what Kaczynski's role will be at this game. I mean, that's the first thing. And then I'm interested, and I won't write about it right away down there, but just what I said at the outset. I think this is a big game for Taylor Martinez. It seems like every game is big for the quarterback, but to varying degrees, I think there's a high degree in this one. First of all, he didn't play well in that last bowl game. And you know how that went during the offseason. I think he could help himself a lot in the offseason by playing well. But it's going to be difficult. I mean, this game is going to be very difficult for the quarterback because he's not going to have time in the pocket. He just won't. He's not going to. Now, you could say, well, how do you know? I trust me, he's not going to have much time. And it's going to be hard to get yards. So Taylor's going to have to be very efficient, and he's going to have to avoid turnovers, and he's going to have to keep a cool head throughout the game. And not one of those three things will be easy. So those are the kind of things that are on my mind right now.
If you got one park to go to, Universal Studios, Disneyland, Epcot Center, Animal Kingdom, which one does Steve Sipple go to?
You know what? I haven't even thought of it. I'm not. You know how I am. I'm not interested in any of them. But I guess if I had to pick one, I'd say Animal Kingdom. I like going and looking at, you know, exotic animals. I like, you know, like the Henry Dorley Zoo is always kind of fun.
Nice.
That's what That's why you guys are friends. That's what first attracted. He loves your big gorilla ass. You know, Sip, you done Christmas shopping?
My wife handles all that.
God, you're lucky.
I know. I mean, I am. I feel lucky. I just, you know, I give her the money and she takes care of it.
As we say to everybody that gets to go to the Sunny Bowl games, keep your shirt on while you're in Orlando and have a good time. Merry Christmas, Sip. We appreciate everything you do for us, buddy.
I'll keep my shirt on. Yeah, it's nice to talk to you guys, and we'll talk to you soon, I hope. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thanks, Sip.
Love you, Steven.
Steve Sipple. Right. Wait till they Photoshop Sip onto some of those cards.
I would make a poster out of it.
That would be so great. Doug and Daddy Show, Stephen M. Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star. Again, when the bowl game's over, we will get our minds together and have the Husker Roundtable to wrap up the season as one of our shows. Usually, that's the Friday kind of after that first Friday in January, but I don't know, that might be a little close. Nebraska hasn't played in January for a while, so we may wait till the following week, but we'll let you know. Don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Two breakfast sandwiches, just $4. Come in and try one of the BK toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. There is one of these to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. The new toppers, the new fries, check them out. Merry Christmas. Thanks for your business. We're back after this.
Okay, what do you say we break for lunch?
Hey, how about a W? The new double cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, if you're happy just throwing anything down your throat, the W is too good for you.
If you say so.
Did you know Wendy's makes your W so it's hot and juicy?
Oh, well, like...
Oh, so you don't like signature sauce, awesome toppings, and a butter-toasted bun?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? I don't even know you anymore.
Try Wendy's new W double cheeseburger right now for just $2.99 at participating Wendy's.
Okay, Mike and Mike at JCPenney know you've got a holiday wish list, but the one you should really care about belongs to your special someone, and jewelry is at the top. Right now, win her a pair of diamond earrings. Just visit ESPNradio.com to learn more about winning jewelry and the JCPenney Holiday Wish List Sweepstakes. Win one of two grand prizes, diamond earrings, or one of three $500 JCPenney gift cards. Either way, she'll be happy. At JCPenney this Christmas, everybody wins. No purchase necessary to enter a win sweepstakes valid from 12/5/2011 through 12/21/2011.
Hi,
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures will top off in the lower 40s for a high, with a west wind also staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. With clear conditions tonight, we'll head back to the upper teens. I'm Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 25.
I still think Die Hard. That's all. It's the only reason that this is even kind of cool. Great album, though.
Yeah, is it the time that for Christmas present for Doug, I think?
Well, Tony, coming up the 12 days of Christmas. Now, Matt Schick and I, who started the show, and we brought you on as guest picker on Friday. God, you were good back then. And those picks will be coming up at the end of the show here because it is Friday. We did a 12 days of Christmas, and that's coming up. And
okay, this was after what season with Bill Callahan?
Five crappy losses, wasn't it?
Second 2004.
Oh, God, no. God, we have not been doing the show that long. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, so you have brought in a Christmas present for me.
Yes.
I, of course, bought you your Christmas present earlier this week, and you seem to enjoy all of them. it is Christmas time.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
This is for you, Riz. Irish can.
Lights, please.
Oh, you not.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Amen.
Now you have brought me
a gift.
And I would like to describe, since this is radio, it's the size of a book. I don't know if it is a book. It feels like it's not a book. But it is wrapped in a local ad. And then you yank some tinsel off your tree, and you put that on there kind of like a tinsel bow.
Yes.
So now you specifically wanted me to open this on the show.
Well, I thought it would be appropriate.
On air.
Because I think it's fun. I think you'll enjoy it.
Have I seen it before?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know if you have.
Oh, no. You're such a tool.
but I thought it would be nice.
Oh, my God. Let me guess. Let me guess what's the... I can see two of them. Good God.
But I want
European
you to have a copy.
European Vacation, Caddyshack 2, and The Revenge of the Nerds. Thank you. Thank you. All on... Is this beta?
No, this is... I got them on DVD for you.
How did you... How?
I found them. I took time.
How? You were just walking through one of the stores, and they just have to be sent. I know it says Caddyshack,
I don't,
too.
But that guy right there makes me laugh when he jumps on that table with the baseball bat. Now, I want you to watch these, and
Randy Quaid?
Yes, he makes me laugh in that movie. Because Doug, I mean, not that I think that it's the second coming of Animal House or Caddyshack original. There are some actual funny, funny moments in Caddyshack 2 that I really get a charge out of. The same, when I saw the back cover of European Vacation and those goofy-ass hats. Remember the berets that Chevy Chase bought the family? And Rusty and Audrey standing there and him dancing on that stage in his little...
What is wrong with you?
That made me laugh, and I'm telling you right now, there's some great parts in that. And then I just went back.
This is my first day of soberness, Daddy. How am I going to watch these that way?
Well, you got to. It's not. They're not that. I mean, it's not like I'm making you watch Beaches.
The Audrey in European Vacation gives me the creeps. She was in, like, every movie, and she's got to be a lifer on Lifetime. She, like, for 2 years, that she was everywhere.
But the best part is...
Ooh, let's give the chubby fat girl face. Not fat, but let's give the chubby girl a part.
When they give the phone bill before she's calling back to Jack, that's one of the great parts of that movie, and I wanted you to have your
Here's
own...
The deal. It's from the heart. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
Well, that's what
Something else from the heart. When Nebraska, when we realized that Callahan was not the answer, Matt Schick, who does Schick and Nick now in Omaha with Nick Baugh, of course, started the Doug and Matt show, as it was at the time, turned into the Doug and Daddy show. And we keep this hidden deep in the vault like the Callahan Thanksgiving, but we do have to bring it out every once in a while. And it's coming up next, right after we tell you thank you so much to Troutman's Quality Meats for the outstanding meat and cheese tray. Oh, my God. Maybe Carrie's not going to be able to put one under your Christmas tree, but you got your New Year's parties coming up. Maybe you need that last-minute gift. Carrie's open there for you today. Come and get a gift card. The turkey, outstanding. The bacon, the ham. The steaks, you can use it anytime. Once the grills gets, I mean, it's actually pretty nice. You can grill outside Christmas Day. It sounds like it's going to get close to 50. Stocking stuffers like snack sticks, summer sausage, the sauces, the spices, don't forget that. Smoked turkeys and hams, meat and cheese trays. Maybe you get a little Nebraska homemade wines to go along with that. And, of course, prime rib and steaks. Who doesn't enjoy that? Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. You can't get it any better than this. And no matter who you give the gift card to or give the stocking stuffer to, who doesn't enjoy great, great food or wines or beverages from Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore. All right, here it is.
One ranked team we played that year. It was Oklahoma 30-3. That was the one ranked team we played.
Thanks for bringing that up.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the sixth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 6 crappy losses, 5 measly wins. 4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the seventh day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins. 4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins. 4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 Solich backers,
11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
but 5 measly wins.
Oh, I'm tearing up.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and Joe.
Poor Joe.
Daly.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
Oh, editing. So good back in the day.
Wow.
Thank you to Matt Schick and to all that made that possible. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Now, when you
7
say,
years.
When you say editing, That last part was a bit you guys put together. When you played that, there were literally people pulling off the road because, I mean, it was obviously a time of turmoil. People were absolutely pissed.
They thought it was War of the Worlds. They believed, a lot of people believed it. They thought they were hearing, because that was Steve Peterson firing Frank Solich. And then you dub in the point where he hired Bill Callahan, and you put that together, and
Shazam.
The phones were blowing up. There's no doubt about it. We'll take a break and wrap up the last Doug and Daddy show before Christmas right after this.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Sometimes a running back takes the leap of faith, that game on the line moment where the ball snaps and a wall of pads rush forward to snap you. But you don't go under, you leap. And it's gravity that snaps. As the wall crumbles under you, a single thought unifies every fan watching. That was smooth. That's why we toast a leap of faith with something just as smooth. New Amsterdam Vodka. 5 times distilled to be 5 times as smooth. New Amsterdam Vodka. A vodka so smooth, you can drink it straight. New Amsterdam Spirits Company, Modesto, California. All rights reserved. Please enjoy responsibly.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL. It's a late-season NFC East showdown as the Dallas Cowboys host the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, this is Jerry Recco. Join Kevin Burkhart and Danny White for all the action as the suddenly hot Eagles look to keep their playoff hopes alive against Tony Romo and the Cowboys. It's a pivotal Week 16 matchup as playoff hopes are on the line. It's the Eagles and the Cowboys. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Saturday afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures will top off in the lower 40s for a high, with a west wind also staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. With clear conditions tonight, we'll head back to the upper teens. I'm Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 25.
Remix all the Christmas carols, then I'll play them for you. Yeah. I tell them all I want for Christmas is two gold front teeth and 10 karat diamonds on a fat.
Nothing says Christmas like Ludacris. On the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where all the folks at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac want to wish you happy holidays. They're there for you today. They're there for you tomorrow. They will be closed Christmas Day, but they will have folks back on the lot on Monday, and I know a lot of the folks have Monday off. So if you've got a chance maybe to go spend some Christmas cash, maybe you need to get a vehicle, help out with tax purposes for the first of the year. You're doing something for the business. You're doing something for yourself. Maybe the kid's going off to college mid-semester for the second semester. You need something different. They're there for you. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac like to extend the holiday savings to all of their future and present customers. With everything going on this holiday season, they'd like your decisions to be easy, so they keep the hassle-free pricing going for you. Just the best price on every vehicle every day, clearly marked on the window, and you can check it out on the internet as well. Most every vehicle on the lot is on thinkmidway.com with a little video where they take you inside, give you all the details of each car, truck, van, SUV. They're there for you. The Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Daddy, you got some selections for us?
You know what? It's Christmas time. I thought I'd just let people rest. I've been so bad on the NFL. That's what's going on this weekend. I mean, I think it's embarrassing to try and humiliate myself on Christmas. So, no, I don't.
You know, Matt Barkley could have really got some nice Christmas presents, but he's staying at USC.
What, Mel Kiper say he'd be fifth or sixth overall?
Is there any rumor that he picked up a used Heisman trophy and going to keep that until he gets his real one?
Merritt, you're a Miami Dolphin. That sounds like maybe one of the places he would have landed.
Yeah, I would have took him. That's not saying a whole lot of Dolphin quarterbacks. And
don't worry, you'll go 3-14 again, 3-13 again next year, and you'll have a chance at him too.
One other new thing besides all the Husker stuff that was going on, the 8-man coaches have been named for not only the Nebraska 8-man All-Star game in Hastings next June, but the Nebraska-Kansas All-Star game. Andy Schwartz from South Loop, he's the head coach of the West. That's Callaway Arnold. They've won 19 games since they've been consolidated the last two seasons. Brent Streeter of Bertrand going to assist him. What do you think? Hope they have a kicker?
Well, you would think they could
keep Streeter away from special teams.
Well, no, he's fine on special teams. Just don't let him do two-point conversions.
And Jeff Shabram of Clearwater Orchard, also an assistant. On the East, Bob McAvoy of Humphrey. No relation to Roy McAvoy. Cletus Corman of Deschler and Mitchell Shepard of Pawnee City. Now, they're going to coach in the Sotoma game. Then the next week, it's the Nebraska-Kansas All-Star game, and Mike Spears of Howells, he's going to be the head coach. His assistant, Mike Kozel of Sargent.
Ooh.
Played in the D2 final each of the last 2 years. Stan Whistle of Elm Creek and Steve Colfack of West Boyd are going to get together for the Nebraska-Kansas brouhaha. little high school basketball last night. We're in the five-day moratorium. No practicing, no competition until the 28th. And we are slammed with holiday tournaments. Auroras, Minden's, Kearney Catholics, Ravenna's, the 28th, 29th, the 30th, and the GNAC. Because of some of the other things going on, I'm just going to say Kearney High boys make that final. We will have that for you next Friday here on ESPN Radio. But we have got wall-to-wall basketball on a variety of stations, 1230 KHAS, The Breeze, here on ESPN and on Classic Hits 98.9. But last night, St. Cecilia girls couldn't make a free throw. They were 8 for 22. They're down 37-30. Somehow they finish on a 12-2 run and hand Sandy Creek their first loss of the year, 42-39. Rematch of last year's state semifinals. That was the highlight of last night's basketball.
That makes Russ Neimeyer not too happy Santa for Christmas.
Well, last year Sandy Creek won the regular season, lost in the state tournament. Maybe they're hoping for the same results this year when they get together. And they keep on winning at Creighton, 87-79 over Northwestern.
About does it, Doug.
Anything else you'd like to say? Thanks for the movies. Appreciate
that.
That's
what I do. That's what I do, Douglas. It was from the
Merry
heart.
Merry Christmas, Merritt.
Thanks.
You're going to South Dakota.
Yeah.
See, Mom, good for you. Enjoy that, and we'll see you when you get back.
You're staying around here with a quick trip over to Bertrand.
I'm going to go to Bertrand on Christmas Day. Right here, you're going to Lincoln.
Yeah, headed to Lincoln. Probably headed up to the mall a little bit later. Got a couple more things I got to get. And I could sure use a recruit to wrap some of this stuff. I got to find some boxes, too. Evidently, all the stuff I'm buying isn't already in a box.
That's what the band.
I know, but some of it, like I said, you can't carry it all in there.
Yeah.
We want to thank Stephen M. Sipple for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to talk Husker football, Mike Caputo, and, of course, the new coaches, John Papucci, defensive coordinator, and Rick Kaczynski, the defensive line coach from Iowa, comes over to be part of the staff. Papucci spoke at the Big Red Breakfast this morning in Omaha. He's going to be on the sidelines. Cisse, the new recruit, he got to talk about him. He said it was a big, big recruit coming in for the Huskers. When we come back on Tuesday, because somehow we got Monday off, and very appreciative of that, but when we come back, we got football all over the place all weekend long, and basketball tonight from Hawaii. Tomorrow, we've got pro football in the afternoon, the college game tomorrow night, NBA Sunday, so much going on. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. Be safe so we can talk to you again.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you Tuesday. Doug and Daddy, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Merry Christmas to all.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.